You're listening to the Boots and Suits podcast, where we highlight the work of our office and field workers, breaking down the stereotypes together. This is Boots and Suits.
I am your host, Power Superintendent Chris Robinson. Today, we are joined by our Boot and Suit representatives, Blake York and Nikki Bufford, as they join us to talk about values in the workplace. Are you two ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
All right. So let's get started. Can each of you start by telling the audience your name and a little about your work and yourself? Maybe something you enjoy in your free time. Blake, why don't you start?
Okay. My name is Blake York. I'm the heating and AC mechanical maintenance supervisor. I've been with the city 14 years, 10 months, and 4 days. Not that I'm counting, but I was going to break it down to minutes, but I thought maybe that's a little bit too much. So I like to garden. I'm not very good at it, but I'd like to be able to go out in the spring and the summer and pick my own vegetables and be able to have a meal with something that I did.
That's very cool. What do you like to grow in particular?
The easy stuff, cucumbers, tomatoes. I've grown potatoes. I got an orchard. I got 2 acres and I got an orchard in the back, and I dabble a little bit. Like I said, I'm not very good at it, but I try.
Nikki, how about you? Could you tell us a little bit about yourself? What do you do at work? And what I really liked, I know what you do at work, but our listeners might not. But what I really like to learn about people is kind of who they are outside of work and what they like to do in their free time.
Yeah, definitely. So Nikki Bufford, I've been with Power for 5.5 years or so. I work in energy risk management currently as the energy risk management lead. So primarily I'm working on contracts, credit, and risk controls as it relates to our wholesale energy trading function. Super exciting. Job's always changing, so I definitely love it. Personal time though, so I have a 3.5-year-old golden retriever named Watson who I spend all of my days with. Now that we work remotely, he's my coworker in office all day long. So definitely love getting out and walking with him. And latest personal time role for me is I'm actually on city council in Faircrest. So I'm learning a lot about government from a different side, you know, working for Tacoma government and now sitting on a council in another municipality. So I really enjoy kind of connecting with the community and seeing how I can, you know, be of best service to everyone out there.
Wow. So that's cool. I know Nikki a little bit. I get to work with her quite a bit. And I'm guessing we're all going to reflect back on this when we're thinking about Governor Nikki Bufford someday in the state of Washington. So just we're starting the start of a great political career. That's awesome, Nikki. I must say, though, I am a little disappointed because as many meetings I've been in with you on Zoom and on Teams, I don't think I've gotten to meet Watson. So we'll have to make sure I get a chance to meet Watson at some point.
We'll make that happen. He's usually under the desk at my feet. So.
Oh, okay. Is he camera shy? He's like me. He's a little camera shy.
He doesn't move until about 4 o'clock. He sleeps until it's walk time.
All right. Well, like I said, the subject of today's program is values. So we're going to talk a little bit about values, and I'm going to ask the two of you some questions and like to hear your thoughts. The first question, I would like to hear a little bit about your personal values. What are they and how do they guide you in everyday life? Nikki, why don't you go first?
So I think for me, when it comes to personal values, there's probably three that are currently top of mind for me. And that would be really equity, personal growth, and making sure that I'm doing meaningful work. And I think the three of those are really intertwined. So for me, as I grow and develop personally and lean into my own sort of sense of purpose, I start to be drawn more to serving others. And in my everyday life, I think I like to be aware of how my actions are impacting the people around me and what actions I can purposefully do to really make a positive change. something I've noticed is that I really tend to lead with curiosity. I want to understand, you know, why certain policies or processes or people or interactions are the way they are, like what caused this situation to be the way it is. And then if I tie that back to those three values, you know, the equity, personal growth, the meaningful work, I think curiosity can sort of shine a light on opportunities to do better. And I don't know, who am I to really turn away from those opportunities once a light's been shown on it? You know, the personal growth piece for me, I think, is paramount. The more I grow, the more empowered I feel to really step into that meaningful work that's now been illuminated.
Wow, that was really well said, Nikki. Very introspective. And I'm sorry, Blake, but that's going to be a hard act to follow. But
I was thinking that when she was talking, I thought, I wish I would have went first. I thought,
sorry.
we'll let you go first on the next question.
My personal values, I wrote hard work, dedication, and trust. I think if, you know, I go home after a day of hard work, I feel a lot better about myself, my worth, ethics, and my self-worth and my self-esteem are based on me knowing I did the best I could for that day, you know, and going home and just knowing that, you know, hey, I did what I could. And dedication, I spent 20 years at, you know, my last job. I've been here 15 years. I think dedication and spending the time and being places is important. And you got to trust the people that you work with, and you got to trust that they're going to do the right job. And they need to trust that you're going to do the right job.
Well, that was really well said, Blake. I think you followed Nikki pretty well there. I think the one thing I would observe is what I've observed in you and what I've been told by others about you is I think you wear your values. I think the things you said are things that I think people recognize in you. So thanks for sharing that. All right. So the next question, it comes from an exercise that a number of us were involved in back when we were doing our last strategic plan. So imagine you're in a big conference room and there's a tables arranged in a big square and you're there with, you know, I don't know, 24 of your colleagues, and the meeting's facilitated. And in this case, the meeting was facilitated by Haley Saul, who helps us develop and implement our strategy. And Haley set this up really perfectly. What she asked us to do was to close our eyes and to think about either people in our lives or it could be anybody, you know, it could be a person you've never met, like a historical figure, or it could have been people you work with, and really think about what they do, how they behave, that what you really value with regard to how they behave and what their values are. And for me, when I do something like that, I tend to think about the people we work with because I spend so much time with the people we work with. But anyway, hopefully that kind of set it up for you. But what I really wanted to ask you, if you were in that room at that time, who would have you thought about? What individual or individuals would you say that really kind of exemplify a good set of values for you? And as I said, we're going to let Blake go first.
All right. Thank you. I started to, you know, do that. You know, who would I put on that pedestal, and who could I say that I appreciate their values? And I have a big long list of people, just, you know, Jay Madden, Terry Ryan, Rachel Allen, Marty Bertram. You know, I could justify putting them on that pedestal and saying, you know, their values are what really resonate with me. But then I started thinking, maybe I can take this in a different direction. And I thought, you know, who would I be able to say I, on a maybe a weekly or a daily basis, do I appreciate their values? And so I started thinking about that. And I decided that the group that I supervise, the facilities mechanics and the facilities electricians, that, you know, I've been a supervisor for a long time, and I think this is the best group that that I've ever had the opportunity and the privilege of supervising. I think they are rock stars. I think their hard work, their willingness to go the extra mile, their integrity, their dedication, their communications, it's an inspiring, and it makes me want to be a better leader or a supervisor to them, you know, just to rise up to their level. So I kind of like, I got, you know, like I said, I got three electricians and three mechanics, and I got to put a little disclaimer in there that the only reason I said the electricians first is because E becomes, you know, before M in the alphabet. I don't want to, you know, make it, you know, think that they're not just as well appreciated, but that's, you know, to me, I'd like to just thank them for the values that they provide to me.
So you and I have a lot in common there, Blake. I mean, that's where I draw my inspiration as well, is the way I see a lot of our employees behave regularly. It's the work ethic. It's the humility. It's the caring for each other and the support for each other that really inspires me. So Nikki, how about you? What are your thoughts on this?
You know, I think about what Blake was saying earlier on about trust and that value. And so when I was thinking about, you know, a person that really exemplifies values to me, actually going with a work example, I thought about my manager. So I thought about Ying Hall, and I think she's someone that really sort of humbly leads by example. And I've really been inspired by her leadership since I first started here. I think she's one of those people that really empowers others around her to excel in their roles, encourages others to seek opportunities for growth in their areas of interest. And really that comes into areas of interest as it relates to your role, but also outside of that, you know, whatever you're interested in, she's on board. How can I support you? How can I help you grow? Ying also is one who takes a genuine interest in really building and maintaining relationships with her team and her peers, you know, and it's genuine. So I've been in spaces where that sort of get to know you piece of a working relationship sort of feels forced, or, you know, the person's just trying to get through that and doesn't necessarily seem to truly care at the end of the day. And I don't get that from Ying. I don't think anybody gets that from Ying. She just genuinely shows up and cares and wants to help others. And I think, you know, working for her, not only does she support me in my work, but really encourages me to lean into my values, really brings sort of that refreshing level of candor to conversations and doesn't shy away from tough topics. And I would say really hones in on making sure that everyone in the room is heard. So for me, in the 5.5 years that I've worked for her, I feel like I've grown a lot under her leadership. She really builds a lot of trust. And I think generally, you know, as people, as supervisors, she's really an example for people to follow.
Wow, that's high praise, Nikki. Yeah, I've worked with Ying for many, many years, and I've always been equally impressed. So what you're saying is very intuitive to me. So, yeah, but thanks for sharing. Thanks for sharing all that. One person that popped up in my mind when I was thinking about this, and I don't know if y'all knew this person, but his name was, we called him Chief Emo. He's just one of the many, many people that I've met in the organization that really inspired me. And Chief Emo is called that because he's actually, he's from Nigeria and he's an African chief. There's a lot that comes with that. Because of that, he has a responsibility to support the people in his tribe, you know, the Nigerian community of the people in his tribe. And lots of them apparently live here in the Pacific Northwest. And he's something of a, you know, a spiritual leader, but also just a leader of people. And everybody needs help, whether it's new people coming into the country. And he rose up to that, and he gave so much of himself to that. You know, it's pretty cool to meet an African chief just to begin with, but having gotten to know him a little bit, he's somebody who truly inspired me. And I guess the other thing I would say, it was always very clear how much his team loved him. So anyway, that's the person I thought about when I was thinking about this question. Well, all right. Let's have some fun. Let's do something fun here. And I know that what we've been doing is probably fun, but let's do something funny. So we're going to play a little game, and it's called Would You Rather. It's a hard game because some of these things are hard choices. You're going to get two options, but you only get to choose one of them. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the first question, and we're going to have Nikki answer first on this one. Would you rather only be able to send text messages or only be able to receive them? Don't overthink it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Receive.
Okay. How about you, Blake?
I would say receive. I'm not much of a... This is putting me out of my comfort zone. I'm not much of a talker, so I would rather receive.
Me too. All three of us would rather receive. I don't know what that says about us, but interesting nonetheless. Number two, would you rather eat out every night or never again? Blake, you go first.
I could definitely never again eat out.
Well, especially with your vegetable garden. You're sitting pretty. How about you, Nikki?
I think Blake and I are becoming fast friends. Never again.
Yeah. You know, I travel, you know, not pre-COVID, you know, travel quite a bit for work. And I used to travel a lot when I was a consultant. And, you know, when you eat out regularly, it's not all that much fun and it's not all that healthy. So I'm definitely a never again if I had to make a choice. This one I think is easier, but who knows? It'll be interesting to see what you say. Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or 20 minutes early? Blake, you go first.
20 minutes early. I'd actually like to change that to an hour early. I'm not a late person. I think being late is disrespectful to the people that are waiting for you. And I would rather be an hour early than a minute late.
Same. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I've always had that mindset of if you're on time, you're late. I will say has been hard to transition back to now that I'm not just logging into a meeting and need to travel somewhere. So I'm struggling with that a little bit personally, but still have that same mindset. I'd rather be early.
Yeah, me too. And I would like to meet somebody who would say late, just to understand like where they're coming from on that one. So that one was a little bit easier. Okay, two more questions. This one is my favorite of the questions. It is, would you rather be able to speak any language or be able to communicate with animals? Nikki, you go first. I know what you're going to say.
No, this one's hard.
Really?
It is
what
hard.
What about Watson?
You know, I actually think I would go with speak any language because imagine if you can just walk up to anybody and just have a conversation without a language barrier. I think that would be huge. I think that I would get too emotional if I could speak with animals and I would spend all day crying.
So you're interpreting the question just to literally be able to speak every language.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, when you put it that way, I think I interpreted it as any language, like any specific language. But regardless, what do you think, Blake?
I think this is where we differ. I think communicate with animals. I think just being able to see what's going on in their minds.
I totally agree. Do you have a dog as well, Blake?
I got five dogs.
Five dogs. So that would be quite a conversation with the five dogs.
Well, they're all Pomeranian, so they're little dogs.
You think they'd all have the same thing to say? Or...
Oh, no.
I have one dog. His name's Buddy. And Buddy... like just kind of looks in your eyes. And I'm always wondering what is Buddy thinking? Like, you know, the old thing where, you know, if you had three wishes, like if a genie came out of a bottle and gave you three wishes, I think I might actually use one of my wishes to make Buddy be able to talk or for me to be able to communicate him. Cause I'm just dying to know what's on his mind. Okay. Last question. Would you rather be able to run at 100 miles per hour or fly at 20 miles per hour? Nikki, you go first.
I think run. Can you imagine the shape that one would be in to be able to run that fast? I mean, that would be pretty darn cool. Have legs of steel. I'm going to go with run.
Yeah, Nikki's a climber. So that would probably enable you to do some serious climbing if you were in that physical condition. How about you, Blake?
I think I would go with fly. When I was in the Coast Guard, my stepdad bought a plane and I got to solo and... you know, learn to fly and flew quite a few different places. So I'd like to go back to that.
this is a hard one for me. I think I'd probably, if I only choose one, I think fly. I think it would be pretty cool to be able to fly like a bird. Well, thank you. Those were interesting questions, and I think they reveal, I'm not sure what they reveal, but I think they reveal something about us. So that was fun. Thank you for participating in that little game with me. So let's move on a little bit here. And I think my next question for you is, how important is it to you that your values line up with the place you work? Is it important for a company to have values? Why? So there's really two questions there. So let's tackle the first one first. How important it is for you that your values line up with the place you work? And I forgot who went first last time, but let's pick Nikki this time.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely important for my personal values to really be in concert with that of the place that I work. But I think even more important is just really making sure that my values and that of my employer don't conflict. So I could walk in the door with, say, my own, you know, top three, you know, core values, and they may not be the same core values of my workplace, but as long as they can work in concert with each other, I think that can create kind of a great balance to learn and grow and lean into your own values, but also learn and grow and lean into the values of your organization. It's great for them to line up, definitely. It would be even better, too, if the employer is providing some space to really kind of lean into the personal values as well and pursue things that align with those values, both in and outside of the workplace. But I would say it's definitely, at the end of the day, important to have.
Thanks, Nikki. So what are your thoughts on? Is it important for the organization to have explicit values?
I would say so. Yes, definitely. I think having values and making sure, more importantly, that the workforce understands what those values are is definitely huge. You know, having values helps to further engagement. And I think it helps us all with accountability as well. When at the end of the day, we can take a look and say, is my work, is how I show up, lining up with the values of my organization? And I think also as people look to new employment opportunities at different organizations, you know, the values impact the culture of the organization. So they can really be used to attract and retain employees. And so I think in that case, having values and having them be out there and publicized is definitely a huge benefit.
Yeah, I agree. They're really about how we behave around here, you know, what's important to us as an organization. And organizations, you know, have different values and different cultures. So I do think it's important to work. I think people generally are going to be happier if they're working in an organization that has values that are consistent with their own. What are your thoughts on this, Blake?
I think I definitely think that the city and Tacoma Power needs values. And of course, I have my values, but I agree with Nikki that I definitely don't think they should conflict, but I don't know that they need to be, you know, exactly the same. And so I think the values can coexist, but I don't necessarily think that they need to line up.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Both of you you're on the same page on that. Interesting. So I have another question for you. And it has to do with Tacoma Power's values. They include be safe always. Safety is our number one. We have a lot of folks here who do jobs that have inherent risks in them. And the number one thing we want everybody thinking about all the time is safety. And we want to put it in front of production. And we want to make sure everybody goes home safe at the end of the day. The second one is do the right thing, even when it's hard. Third is learn and be curious. Fourth is respect and rely on each other. Fifth one is take care of things for future generations. So my question for you, and I'll help you out on this one. I'll answer the question first as an example. But my question for you is, which of these values resonate with you the most and why? So for me, they all resonate with me. I was part of establishing them. So as you can imagine, my personal fingerprints are all over them. But with that said, if I had to pick just one, I would say do the right thing. And the reason for that is this has been a personal value for me for decades. And the way I've used it is I've used it as a lens to make decisions, both in my professional life and my personal life. a lot of the decisions we make impact a lot of people. Sometimes it's really hard to make a decision. So that's been my little secret as to how I make hard decisions, is I try to look at it from the lens of what is the right thing to do. So that's my example. I'd love to hear yours. And Blake, why don't you go first?
I picked the same one. I picked the do the right thing, even when it's hard. I go back to the first question we talked about is I like to be a hard worker. And I always try to do things right and do things right the first time. And I don't try to, do things wrong because it's easy. I'd rather do it right and just get it done and move on no matter how hard it is.
Thank you, Blake. Appreciate that. And I see that in you. I appreciate that about you. Nikki, how about you? What do you think? If you had to pick one of those, which would be, I'm only going to let you pick one. What's your favorite?
So I was tied between do the right thing even when it's hard and learn and be curious. But since both of you have already touched on the first one, maybe I'll talk about learn and be curious. And I think for me, you look at power, and this is an industry that's constantly changing. And in my role, 5.5 years, every time I have a good handle on my role and my work, something new comes up, like new energy products, new markets, a new system implementation. So I think in order to really be successful in this industry, we have to learn, we have to be curious just to keep up. And to me, that's really exciting. So, what I do today in my role is different than when I started. It'll be different than, what it'll be in 2 years from now. So I think that's, that's how we grow. And that's really appealing for me. And that's, I think, part of what keeps me here as well, is just that ability to learn, be curious, and continuously grow. I think it's really exciting.
Well, what I want to say is I think you two are both awesome, and I think you two both exemplify our values. And I feel honored to get to work in the same organization as the two of you. So thank you for everything you do, and thank you for who you are, and thank you for sharing what's in your heart about values today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for creating this space.